Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joe Biden selecting Kamala Harris as a running mate. How strong or weak is this selection?
Well, I think there is an upside and downside to this. This was expected. I think particularly after a reporter a week or so ago took a photograph of Biden, notes Biden was carrying regarding Harris, her strong points and background. And I think it plays to the base. She's a very liberal senator, and I think that was something of a concern. It also plays to the African-American community and to women, and I think all those are part of the Democratic base. So that's a strength, but also I don't think there's much room for her to gain support in the middle of the spectrum. She's from California, a safe Democratic state. She remains very liberal, not going to reinforce support among moderates. And I think it's she might be something of a liability in the long run, because Biden is seen as or one weakness that he may have as a candidate is that people are maybe a little skeptical of his physical and mental capacities at this point, whether he slowed down too much. And this may make the vice presidential selection more important than it normally is.
And as far as any weaknesses with Kamala Harris, how could this help or hinder the Trump-Pence ticket?
Well, I think it leaves a lot of ground in the middle for Trump and Pence to make an appeal. The pre-pandemic or China virus economy had been fairly strong. I think there's a lot of accomplishments that they could point to. So on the record, that may leave an opening for Trump to gain some ground now that it's clear that the Biden ticket has moved maybe a little bit further to the left as a result of the Harris selection.
I know that Kamala Harris was one of the key players during the impeachment process. How much of that will come into play as we get to the campaign and the vice presidential debate in October?
Well, I think, the impeachment process seems ancient history these days. It will be revived. And I don't think the Democrats acquitted themselves very well on that. Harris also in the debates with Biden for the Democratic nomination, there were several very testy exchanges between Biden and Harris that may be revived by the Republican ticket as they campaign. I think in a way, this may indicate some overconfidence on the part of the Biden ticket, sort of in thinking that it's not necessary for them to reach out more to the center of the party, that they need to do more to shore up support among African Americans. And I think that could well backfire on them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.